America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend rolling in to another week of what can we expect now coming out of Washington, D.C. Man, you don't even have to pick a side. It's just all a mess. That's what it is. I happened to see earlier in the day a scientific study that was released that in the end said that women might be better at multitasking than men. Apparently the president is not good at multitasking, because we found out during the day that the president was unaware of how deep the NSA was spying on other countries. But in the same breath saying, you know, we need to keep America safe. And in keeping America safe, the NSA has a very important duty. So we are backing up the NSA as the organization spies on our U.S. allies. Dianne Feinstein, the Senate Intelligence Committee chairwoman, says that the president didn't know that the NSA spied on world leaders, on our allies, that he had no idea that we were eavesdropping on the German chancellor, that he wasn't informed that Merkel's communications, Angela Merkel's communications, have been collected since 2002. All of this courtesy of Ed Snowden, who had a thumb drive full of information that he took to Hong Kong and then got the asylum from Vladimir Putin in Russia, and his little gems keep on trickling out. And that was a big one. Merkel was hot. Hot because she grew up in East Germany. She's paranoid about being spied on. Her family was spied on, along with most of her neighborhood. They got away. They escaped. They got out of this being spied on and watched. So the White House won't discuss the case of Angela Merkel and other specific operations, but did say that this is how we gather information. They trot out Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, to say that, oh, yes, but we are having an internal review in the end over our U.S. intelligence gathering, and we want to make sure that we have proper accounting for both the security of our citizens and our allies, and, of course, the privacy concerns shared by Americans and citizens around the world. But stressing that, above all, we have to focus on the threats to American people. Are they curtailing certain spy operations or not? That's very unclear. One thing is clear is that the president, according to Dianne Feinstein, did not know that we were spying on the German chancellor or monitoring 35 other world leaders. So now I guess we'll review that, because guess what? The allies are furious. They're trying to get an official treaty from the UN to stop this. And the White House is saying it's necessary. What they're trying to do is insulate the president from any kind of personal embarrassment and look at the damage factor and limit the damage by insulating him as much as possible. But how much longer can we go on insulating the president? He also apparently had no idea that 80% of Americans would lose their health plans who were insured individually, those 80%. because they wouldn't, it wouldn't all qualify and fit under the new affordable health care plan. And those 80% are starting to get notices that they're being canceled. Their coverage is being canceled because it doesn't meet the requirements of Obamacare. And then when they go to get a new plan, they're finding out that it's costing twice or three times as much premium-wise to get a new provider. The president said if we wanted our plan and we liked it back in 2009, we would keep it, period. We didn't have to panic. It wasn't going to get taken away from us. The exact quote is, if you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period. But in the end, this was something the White House says they didn't know, but they had to have known. Because in the regulations, it shows that in the individual insurance market, 40 to at least 67% of customers can't keep their current policies. So they won't be able to grandfather them in. That was a known factor in the individual market. They'd have to buy insurance that meets the requirements of the new law. So how furious are those people? More out-of-pocket costs, more money for people who are hitting the baby boomer age, who have to save for retirement, for goodness sake. So the one thing we know is the White House doesn't know. They don't know. They weren't informed. You know what they used to say about swampland in Florida? It's really starting to feel that way, isn't it? I mean, for goodness sake, even the website itself, the glitches and all the other nonsense, how could we know that the company, how can we not know that the company we hired and paid $300 million to was the company who gunked it up in Canada? But yeah, they hire them anyway. And now they got to fix the twisted wreckage of healthcare.gov. So much so they had to extend the deadline to March 31st. Something is not right, folks, in Foggy Bottom. And I started off saying this, and I mean this. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. It doesn't matter. You're affected by these blunders. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican. You're affected by these blunders. So now there's an extension to sign up for the health care law till March 31st. Republicans and some Dems say that's not enough. We need a one-year delay in the penalties because of what's happened with the website and all the nonsense in between. The mandate, the individual mandate, says you have to carry health insurance, and it is definitely the most unpopular requirement of that entire law because now they're taxing you if you don't get the insurance. It's a mad, mad world, friends. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Everybody knows by now what a big, giant space geek I am, and it's always fun to have Rod Pyle come on America Tonight, and you all know his history. I mean, he's written a bunch of books, he's done a ton of documentaries, rather, for the History Channel, of course, and Discovery, Modern Marvels, Apollo 11, people really know that one, certainly, but plenty of others as well. I mean, he's such a space expert, and we love having him on, and it's interesting because over the weekend, everybody, at least in my little posse, was talking about gravity, and lo and behold, gravity is making some serious noise at the box office. I mean, just creaming everything that it comes up against. So we're talking about Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, I know they're heavyweight actors, but just two people in the movie so far, and I think it's even a little more than this. It's over $170 million that it's gross. So I also think that people are fascinated by space. Rod, thanks for coming back on the show. What do you think? Do you think people are still fascinated by space and it's not just the Sandra Bullock, George Clooney thing?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. Thanks for having me on, by the way. I've been reading a lot about this in the popular press and then on, you know, some of the more specialized stuff that I track. And I'm getting the impression that it makes sense, but I think it's less a matter of people still being in space and more a lot of people, especially younger people, saying, I had no idea. You know, if you survey people under 30, you'd be amazed how many of them don't, you know, they kind of know this, the space station thing or something, but they don't realize how big it is and what happens up there and how difficult it is. And if you talk to somebody about walking in space, they don't realize how challenging it is. So you see this movie, and you see it's amazingly frustrating and difficult. And it took NASA 20 years to get that right. So I think it's besides the fact this is a really fun movie to go see, I really like the fact that it's getting people sort of amped up about it again and thinking, well, maybe this is important after all.
Yeah, it fun movie, but how accurate do you think some of it was?
Well, you know, I mean, they clearly, you know, kudos to these guys for making the movie at all. Kudos to them for making a movie where Sandra Bullock, and this, I don't think it's a spoiler, spends well more than half of it talking to herself, pretty much, because she's, you know, out there alone. Kudos all around. Kudos making a movie that still has a space shuttle in it, for God's sake. It doesn't even fly anymore, but they decided, well, better to be historical than fantastic about the future. So they worked very carefully to get things right. The zero-G stuff was excellent. They didn't use that zero-G plane that they used in Apollo 13 that actually makes you weightless for short periods of time. They did all that with green screen and wire rigs and a special rig that Sandra Bullock was strapped to, so that worked really well. All the way down to little tiny details, like in the space station, there's a moment where there's a short circuit and a fire starts on an electrical panel. And I had just done, like a week before I saw this movie, 2 weeks before, I'd done this story on these kids at UC San Diego who were doing this experiment to see what happens with flames in zero-G. So I've been looking at all this footage of flames in zero-G. Then I go see Gravity, and by gosh, they got it just right. You know, so a lot of really good stuff. But there's a couple of kind of bonkers moments where if you're there with a kid who passed sixth grade science, they're going to go, no, that doesn't work and that doesn't work. So, yeah, there's a couple of red flag moments. The rest of it's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. I saw it. I'd say the same thing. A few little oops, but some good things. And that's interesting, the timing of you being at UC San Diego and the flames and the zero G. How psyched were the kids in doing those experiments? Were they
No, they were nuts. I mean, they had entered this NASA hosted this competition to do, I think it's called Zero-G University or something, where you enter your idea for a microgravity experiment, and they give you time on the Vomit Comet, which is their name for that little plane that does the parabolic arcs. And ultimately, you know, there may be a pathway to getting something flown to the space station if the experiment's good enough. These guys have worked very hard, and, you know, it's a fairly broad field of competition, so there's a lot of other people competing for the few slots ahead, and they won, so they all got to go fly on the KC-135 parabolic weightless plane, and they were just having a blast. Unfortunately, my editor, who I work for at space.com, ended up being the one going on the weightless flights, not me. So I wrote the article. Oh. He got to do the fun part.
Oh, lucky for him. Of all the things, because, you know, you have friends at NASA and you've got to do some really interesting things, some of it we've seen. What was your favorite moment? What was the coolest thing that you got to do?
Okay, hold on a second. I've got to let my inner geek out here. Okay. In 1984, I wrote to the people that were just starting up Space Camp, and I said, I want to go. And they said, I'm sorry, it's only for children. And I said, I don't care. And they said, we'll get back to you. So 6 months later, they got back to me and said, we're having our first group of journalists. Come on down. So I paid my money, and I got my powder blue jumpsuit with the NASA patch on it, and I went there. And, I mean, they hadn't worked it out for adults at all, so we literally were sleeping in bunk beds and eating chili mac. It was really slow for the kids. But because this is fairly early on in space camp, they were using old Gemini simulators and, you know, these three-axis spinning things and all this other stuff. They had chairs on air bearings, so you're in this harness, and you're, you know, working your way around a mock-up of the shuttle payload bay. And if you miss a handhold, you're frictionless, so you just go drifting off into the ether. So it was great fun, and I have to say I bought into the fantasy 100%. It was a blast.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah.
What do you think is next for NASA? Because after the space shuttle, you know, we were constantly talking about the shuttle and what was happening, and now not a lot of conversation about NASA.
Well, the conversation is happening in quieter terms between people that are extremely passionate about it, but kind of keeping it down to a low, dull roar because, honestly, the popular media isn't nearly as concerned about it as they've been in the past because it's been so quiet. The problem we've got right now is we're between the shuttle and what's next, as you said. We still got the space station. We have to buy seats from the Russians at about $60 million a copy. Interestingly, they got more expensive the second the shuttle stopped flying to get our people up there and back. And so there's been a lot of discussion about what next. So we had this kind of vague dictum out of NASA saying, well, we're going to put money in the private sector, which they've been doing, but not as much as they said they would. And we're going to develop this space launch system, which is this big new super booster. And so far, they seem to actually be sending some money that way, which is not like what happened with the Constellation program, if you remember that. But it's all kind of ill-defined. We might go to an asteroid. We might go to a Martian moon. We might not go anywhere. We're not really sure. So I'm not going anywhere. It's not an option. But I think the prevailing consensus in the space community outside of NASA and the people inside NASA that are willing to talk about it is, look, let's let the private sector, like SpaceX, they're doing amazing things. They're going really fast. Granted, they're building on NASA's experience during the space race, but they're doing great things. Let them handle this stuff in low Earth orbit, going to the space station, coming back, maybe running the space station, and give NASA what it needs to go do great things beyond Earth orbit. And I think that's the prevailing consensus amongst us in the community. What we have to do is convince more than one presidential administration of it so that they don't have to change course every 48 years and not have funding. You know, the Constellation program went well beyond where it should have, given the lack of funding they had. Bush made promises about it, and I'm sure fully intended to support it, but Congress never appropriated the money, so they were running on empty by the time they were canceled, and hopefully that won't happen this time.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I'm with you. I'm with you on that one, absolutely. I think, you know, you mentioned this, hitching the rides, the expensive rides with the Russians. You know, did they really think that out? Did they think that, well, okay, we're going to hitch these rides, we're going to have to pay for them, but in the end it'll be cheaper until we decide where we're headed? It just seems like that's a blunder to me.
Well, you know, it's a blunder from the sort of national pride standpoint, but it actually is saving a ton of money, because when you amortize the cost of the shuttle over all the flights, there's a lot of ways to look at the cost. It was at least a couple hundred million dollars, probably well more. If you amortize the cost of all the shuttle flights over the program with the development cost, it was $1.5 billion per flight. $1 billion with a B. So if we can get three guys up to the space station for, what, $180 million, that's a real bargain. But it does rankle that we're not doing it. And now we've got, it's going to be very interesting in the next 10 years. I mean, the Chinese are moving very quickly. A couple of years ago, they were right around we were in 1965. Now they've got little space station ups. They're right around we were in 1973. They're moving very quickly. And it's going to be very interesting to see if somebody in the American political system says, I feel a little uncomfortable about this, not necessarily from a national security standpoint, although that's a concern too, but just from having a little bit of pride about what we've done and not fiddling around so much about trying to go back. We already went to the moon, but we can't get back there for lack of trying, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that that might be a little bit of a prod, because otherwise, sometime around 2022, they're going to be wandering around our old Apollo landing site, you know, picking up the flag and dusting it off and putting it in front of their camera, and people in Congress will be looking at each other saying, how could you let this happen? Well, we all let it happen, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. The race to space was the big one, but now it's the second lap that we've got to be able to get in front of for sure. Rob, we can check out your stuff at space.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I love it. Rod Pyle, thank you so much.
My pleasure, thanks.
Bye-bye.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 One is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Throwing out our digits as a way to jump in and share your opinions at 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. I always pump the website, americatonight.net. If you go to americatonight.com, I think it's like a nightclub or something else, but americatonight.net, you click on contact and you're in just like that. And a lot of people hit us up on our mail. So, without further ado, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. I never get tired of hearing that. Joe in Illinois says, boo-hoo, I am so sick of hearing about the healthcare.gov website, Kate. I got to tell you, I think all of us are a bunch of jackals. I mean, all of us. I don't care what political party you come from. We are all being taken for a big fat ride. And it doesn't matter what party we're talking about. This healthcare nonsense is ridiculous on the heels of a government shutdown, and who knows what's next. Let's hope for better things in 2014. Yeah, hope is the key word, Joe. Do you think we have hope for better things? You know, I'm a glasses half full person. I can't help myself. I got to keep steering myself in that direction. As easy as it is, and as often when I'm on the air, I can be very cynical. I like to think that we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and that being an American means something, that we're a young country, and so much blood was spilled for us to get to this point where we could have the freedoms that we have. But we have to be diligent about it. You know, every once in a while, you might want to read that thing called the Constitution and just look up what some of your rights are and remember that and look at the interpretations of the law sometimes and what the ultimate court has handed down in the past couple of years. There's been some controversial decisions that have really changed the fates and fortunes of a few people. And just remember that you got to keep pounding the pavement. You got to be involved, because the more involved we are, the more things will change. I really believe that. It'd be very easy to be so cynical, you say, well, who cares? Nothing's going to change anyway. And that's when it doesn't change, frankly. This one from Ronnie G, listening to us in Florida. Hey, America, tonight. Been listening to the show since we started getting you here about 6 months ago. I'll tell you, seeing what's happening with this whole NSA thing is really crazy. I mean, every day another shoe drops. For goodness sake, are we going to have any allies left in the end? I have to tell you, I am a lifelong Democrat, but they make it hard to want to elect them, or for that matter, anybody else. I mean, hey, I'd vote for a Republican if I thought they were good and they could do some decent things for the country and they were honest. But do we really have those choices anymore? Well, see, that goes back to the same thing. Are you getting the best people to run? Do we have good people in Washington? I think we have some good people in Washington. The problem is they're caught in the machine. You're one person, one voice, or maybe there's a handful. And you got to be on the committees and you got to ask the questions. And ultimately, there is a good old boy network that runs really deep at Foggy Bottom. And I mean, same for some of the women in power there. And we can't break that. We can't break it until we start having accountability. For goodness sake, other people are accountable. You know, as much as people can trash corporations for some of the things corporations do, in a corporation, it's pretty clear it's about business. It's not personal. It's about business. If you are a publicly traded company, because we live and thrive on capitalism, you keep your job and you do well if you have profits, if you can look the shareholders in the eye and tell them what's going on with the company. We need politicians that have to have accountability tied to their raises, because their raises come on committees. They get more money for this committee or to head up that committee or whatever it might be. And when the government shuts down, they have to lose pay, but not get the pay back, because it's their job to come up with the goods. When they have super committees and secret meetings and then open meetings and whatever it is to discuss lifting the debt ceiling or talking about the budgets, you know, at some point we have to stop the insanity. Is it that difficult? Now, who's going to vote on that? The legislative branch. Are they going to vote for that? There'll be enough people that wouldn't vote for it. There'll be some that say, yeah, I agree. But there won't be enough. There has to be more of a demand for that. There has to be a demand for accountability. That's what it is. Because here's what happens, and you can go back and read history clippings of elections, all that stuff. I mean, you can go way back in our history, and you always find people sniping and griping about the other side. But it's the accountability factor that'll change it. It's not wiping all the players out, because that's what everybody says. Oh, well, we need to get rid of everybody in Washington, replace them. Rid of everybody in Washington, replace them. But when we say that, then we're stuck saying the same thing 3 years later, 5 years later, whatever it is. There has to be accountability. Let's have some accountability. How about that? And instead of all these denials and I didn't know, the executive branch, apparently, they never inform the president on anything. They don't tell him about the NSA spying on 60 million phone calls in Mexico or Germany or wherever. They don't tell him anything about what the NSA is doing. They don't know about Fast and Furious at the Justice Department. Does anybody know anything? The IRS, they knew nothing about the tax exemption and what was happening there with the Patriot Party people who were Tea Party, really, mostly, who were applying for tax-exempt status. Nobody knows anything. And that's a convenient defense, isn't it? Too bad it doesn't work for the rest of us. It never has worked for me. I bet most of you listening to me, it's never worked for you either. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Finicky Finn. Oh, I love that nickname. Finicky Finn says, oh, boy, we need to take a break from politics. I got to tell you, Ms. Delaney, it's a breath of fresh air when you talk about movies and you talk about some of the other things. Like, I like it when you mix in sports conversation. And I'm not an ostrich by any stretch of the imagination. When you say water cooler buzz, yeah, we're all kvetching and bitching and whining about what's happening in Washington where I work, too. No question about it. But we need that break from all of the white noise. And thank you for providing it. Yeah, it's funny. Some people like when we do sports and some people are like, eh, you know, let's keep bagging on what's happening in D.C. So I always say we're lightening the load. And speaking of that, coming up in our next segment, a re-rack of what happened in the NFL this past week. Some real surprises. The Dallas Cowboys had the game in the bag, and then Detroit came back in the end and won, snatched the victory away from the Cowboys. I bet that was a long plane ride home from Motown. Let's get in another one. This one from Vincent. Vincent listening to us in Texas. I like the fact that some of you should call. We get a lot of new people writing to us, too, with in the mailbag segment. Some of these people should call. Joe, Vincent, all of you. So Vincent, anyway, says, Kate, I heard you talking about television shows and how shows were rated. Maybe it was a couple of weeks ago and talking about Duck Dynasty. I have a funny kind of question, or maybe it's not funny, but how many people do you think dress up as one of the characters on Duck Dynasty this year for Halloween, which is just a couple of days away? Oh, you probably see, probably this past weekend, there were a lot of people that went to Halloween parties and dressed up as the Duck Dynasty characters, those guys. But they have children's costumes, too, with the beards. And I would say it would probably be one of the best sellers. That and zombies. Because, you know, you had World War Z and kids are into zombies. Zombies are very big right now. Probably see some zombies if people are creative. Definitely see the Duck Dynasty characters. You always seem to see the Jersey Shore people. And whatever the popular television shows are or movies that have come out, Star Trek. Is always a good one, but I don't think it's the most popular. Probably Duck Dynasty is the most popular one, I would say. Again, it's easy, too. I mean, you get the camo and get a beard and could probably, you know, if 60 million people watched when it first kicked back on for the season, I would say that there are definitely people that are heavy into it. And then the other, there's just so many, you know, I was noticing this the other day. How many TV shows have just, they're just one word? Betrayal. Revenge. Scandal. I mean, what do you think they're about? Nighttime soap operas is what they're about. I don't think you have many people dressing up as those characters. However, it's the clever costumes. Like people who go as a slice of pizza, or people who go as ham and eggs, somebody's ham, somebody's eggs, that kind of stuff. When they're creative and you think outside the box, I think those are the cool costumes. But usually you're not getting those in the costume stores. All right, little NFL, we're mixing it in next here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
First down give is Andre Ellington, steps away from one, and now trouble. Andre Ellington sets sail midfield. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. 80 yards and a score for Andre Ellington.
The border battle is underway, and Mastay got all of it. Or Daryl Patterson, 9 yards deep. Here he comes. He heads to the left, to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Leads over a Packer. Cuts to the left. He has to outsprint Mastay. He's to the 40. And he's loose! For Daryl Patterson! Touchdown! From 109!
Geno Smith back to throw. Steps up in the middle of the pocket.
Sprinting
Adam Jones. Trying to outrun Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Beats him at the 20. And High steps his way into the end zone.
Oh.
A pick six for Adam Jones, who then goes to do a pull-up on the crossbar.
Unbelievable. West Virginia Mountaineer against West Virginia Mountaineer.
It's a read option for Iowa. Keep a 10, 15, 20, 30, 40. He may go. Midfield, they're not going to catch Pryor. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders!
Wow.
93 yards on the first play of the game.
Third down and 11. They throw a screen to Sherman. He's got one block down, two cuts left, five touchdowns! Anthony Sherman, it's his first National Football League touchdown! And the Sherman tank rolls into the end zone.
Long count by Clevis. Takes the ball. Here comes the blitz. Over the top to throw. The ball is incomplete. The Seahawks are going to win this game. No flag is down. No flag is down. The game is over. The Seahawks defense has given up a 96-yard drive, and the Rams come up in. 7-1 on the season. Easy, my heart. I don't know that I can take another one like that.
The Lions will have to clock the ball. Stafford gets the offensive position.
He dives in for the touchdown. Did he get it? Yes, sir, he did. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Matthew took it across, and the Lions have taken the lead with 12 seconds to go.
Wow, that must have been one of the biggest surprise finishes, I think, of all of the games over the weekend, the fact that the Dallas Cowboys lost 31-30 at the hands of the Lions. What an incredible drive at the tail end of that game. And Detroit certainly could have outright won the game. There were people predicting that. In fact, Brandon Lang told us he would take the over all day long, and it was going to be Detroit in the end, and he was right about that. I don't know if he thought it was going to be that close. But Matt Stafford, man, he knew exactly what to do. 1 yard lunge over the pile of bodies with 12 seconds left. And that lifted the Lions to that win over the Cowboys. And, you know, they just didn't think. I guess they thought the defense would hold the Lions, and that didn't happen. They were able to get close enough and then get in there. So, you know, they just took off, and that was it. Matt, I know that you were watching. Obviously, you play fantasy football. You were watching a lot of the highlights, and that probably was the biggest heartbreak game. I mean, there were some other games that were tight and that finished wild in the end, and then there were some giant blowouts like Cincinnati, almost 50 points, and the Jets, 9 points. That's craziness. And then, of course, Tampa just, you know, Tampa is so bad that even when they're not playing, people are calling for them to fire the coach, Greg Schiano. But they got skewered by Carolina 31-13. But I think of all the games, that finish was perhaps the wildest finish. What do you think?
Yeah, that finish and then tonight's game, the Rams and well, I just watched it. Now I can't even think of who it was. Now who is it? Seattle? That's who it was.
Seattle, yeah.
Who seems to always have problems on the road, and they came away with another win. But that game, the end of that was pretty incredible because you had Kellen Clemens, the backup quarterback, driving down the field. They're on the goal line. They couldn't get in the end zone. Whereas the reverse, you have the Lions doing the exact same thing, but Matt Stafford goes for that kind of, I don't know, it's just unorthodox play where he's going to clock the ball and realizes everyone's standing around, so he just jumps and leaps with the ball over the goal line.
Yeah.
But I think those two games, and then Cleveland and Kansas City was surprisingly close, too.
Oh.
So that was all right. But, I mean, as far as bottom barrel teams go, Jacksonville, Minnesota, and Tampa Bay are all going to be fighting for that first-round draft pick. And by fighting, I mean see who can lose the most.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, we already see it set up that way, that they're completely out of it already. And, you know, you mentioned that Kansas City Chiefs game. The Chiefs are 8-0 because they did at least come away with it. And it didn't look that good. It looked like, wow, the Brownies are really challenging them. 23-17 was the final. But it was it's amazing to see Andy Reid, who was just beleaguered in Philly in the end, comes to the Chiefs. He's got a team, and he's able to work with them, and it's amazing what he's been able to do with them because they've had a couple of tough contests, and they've pulled away with them. They've had a few what I would call layups, but they've had some tough games as well, and they win them.
Yeah, and, I mean, you see that in the NFL sometimes where you have a coach who's just been there too long.
Yeah.
And you need to change the scenery, and that's worked out great for Kansas City. You saw Tony Dungy, who was in Tampa, kept on getting to the NFC Championship game, couldn't get to the Super Bowl. They changed to John Gruden. They get a Super Bowl victory. He goes to Indianapolis, gets a Super Bowl victory. So it's kind of a little coaching carousel where sometimes your voice just kind of gets a little worn out and you need to change the scenery.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Sometimes you have to shoot just one villager, the coach, and that changes things up enough. But then you have some other interesting fates and fortunes like the Giants, who, I mean, they're terrible, but Philly's even worse. Who knows who's going to be the quarterback? Michael Vick gets hurt, and they're just just flailing about trying to find a game, a presence. They're shockingly 3-5. They were able to amass three wins, but the Giants are now 2-6. That game was so pathetic. It was boring. 15-7, New York wins it. It was the worst game to watch ever. It was terrible.
That whole division is terrible. I mean,
yes.
The fact that they're going to send somebody into the playoffs right now is just unimaginable because, I mean, the Cowboys seem like they're kind of a mess. The Giants are definitely a mess, but somehow they're winning games. I mean, they get to play Minnesota, so that helped out. And Philly, they looked really good. What was it, that first week and then maybe the second week, too, and they ended up losing.
And then that's it.
And, yeah, they haven't done anything, and the Redskins, they look like they're just kind of a mess as well. So that whole division is a little screwed up.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, for the record, for the New York Giants, all of their points came off the foot of their kicker, a 40-yarder, a 44-yarder, a 33-yarder, a 46-yarder, 27 yards. Josh Brown was the workhorse. No touchdowns, none. It was all field goals. That's how they won the game over Philadelphia in Philly's backyard, which is also crazy. It's the first time the Giants won without scoring a touchdown in, since 2002. I was looking at a record and saw that. 2002, which is crazy to think about that, except for if you look at how terrible the New York Giants are, then it kind of makes sense. Hey, it makes sense for me to tell you, don't forget, we do Nail the Score each and every week here on America Tonight. It's a lot of fun. We do it in our last two segments on our Thursday early morning show. So in the third hour, Wednesday into Thursday is what a lot of people think of in their head, but it's Thursday morning, third hour, last two segments. And if you can get to us through the phone, you do that, or you send us an email with your scoring guess once the computer randomly picks the game of the week. And we've got great prizes. Christmas time is coming up. Maybe someone's going to have bragging rights. Got a couple of people that have come close. We've had two winners in the time that I've been on the GCN network and have done Nail the Score. So it's not impossible to win. Dave did it in Vermont. Chris did it in Connecticut. Maybe you'll be the next winner. Maybe someone from the great Midwest or from Texas or someplace else. Just keep that in mind. Remember, Nail the Score. Nail the Score. Thursday morning, third hour, right here on America Tonight.
Business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.